These Los Angeles teens are learning about breast cancer through an educational tool called a Daisy Wheel. Designed in the shape of a flower, it teaches them how to do self-exams and encourages medical screenings if they find anything abnormal. Their risk is low now, but will rise as they get older. Marianne Wassel was diagnosed with breast cancer 10 years ago at age 39.
My son had just turned 10 and my daughters were turning 12 and 13 at the time. And I looked at them and I thought, you know, I never had a family history of breast cancer. That's not true for them.
A family history of breast cancer raises the risk. Wassel's efforts to educate her children about the disease led to this educational program, which is now used in 26 countries. Breast cancer rates are higher in industrial countries like the United States, where 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with the disease in her lifetime. The World Health Organization says places like Africa have a much lower rate, partly because of differences in diet and lifestyle, but it is increasing. Actress Angelina Jolie brought attention to the disease when she revealed last year that she had had both breasts removed after learning that a rare genetic mutation and her family history put her at high risk for breast cancer. Jolie's doctor, Christy Funk, says education and medical screenings are crucial. Dr. Funk spoke at a synagogue recently as part of her clinic's outreach, and the Get in Touch Foundation later honored her and a colleague at its annual luncheon in Los Angeles.
While we all hope that there will be a cure or a vaccination or something that will just be the magic bullet to stop this disease from ever starting, it's a long way away, and it's not even on the horizon. So currently, our best defense against this disease is early detection. Early-stage breast cancer is 98% curable.
Actor Rob Lowe, who lost his grandmother and mother to breast cancer, helped host the luncheon.
And inevitably, I meet so many heroes, you know, whether they're... It's the heroism of fighting a tough disease, or it's the heroism of people who do nothing but raise money to help people in this fight, or it's the doctors who are on the forefront of the medical technology. So inevitably for me, I get inspired.
Meanwhile, survivor Marianne Wassel is undergoing treatment for a recurrence of her cancer. She says she has never felt more alive and is spreading the message that breast cancer can be beaten. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
How does he stress self-exam to girls, to teens or tweens or something like that? My doctor had said to me when I went into his office.